7.
Vehicle yielding.
Shots fired.
Chaos unfolds during a deadly Bay Area police shooting. The just released video showing a wild scene on an East Bay freeway.
Plus, prepared for anything. Why downtown businesses in one Bay Area city are boarding up tonight.
And the popular Bay Area cycling route that is being targeted by violent criminals more and more often.
I mean, I don't even bring a phone anymore because, you know, that's just another thing people can take.
Also tonight, lots of people left San Francisco. Now hordes of them are moving back and scoring great deals.
In fact, I'm signing a lease today and they're moving here from Virginia.
Right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7, streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a new perspective. Tonight, on a deadly officer-involved shooting in Fremont, the new police body cam footage showing the chaotic moments. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastida.
I'm Juliette Goodrich in for Elizabeth. Just hours ago, Fremont police released the footage showing what happened along Highway 84 last month, and it may be hard to watch.
Hey, pull in. Stop. Pull over, man.
It all started in this parking lot. The officer was trying to pull over a suspect who was reportedly in a stolen car linked to an armed robbery in San Francisco. That is when the driver took off and led the officer on a chase along Highway 84. The body cam captured the moment the suspect gets out, walks toward the officer, and starts firing.
Copy, I'm coming off right now.
Shots fired.
Now we froze the video before the suspect falls to the ground. The suspect, Joshua Gloria, was killed. The 34-year-old was from Oakland. He also had a warrant for his arrest in San Jose relating to an attempted homicide. The officer involved in the shooting was not hurt. He has been placed on leave during the investigation.
Right now, businesses in Oakland preparing for possible destructive protests in the wake of all the recent deadly police shootings. There's a demonstration scheduled for 8 tonight in the downtown area. Some merchants have already boarded up just in case.
The San Francisco Police Department is out with a new way to combat hate crimes against the Asian community. In partnership with a group community, they created a Chinese language hotline. The number is on the screen. It is available in Cantonese and Mandarin. The goal is to make it easier for the Chinese community to report crimes.
We think that language access is very important to the Chinese community. And this is a way of making sure that we close that gap in communication as there are rising number of hate crimes and other crimes against the Asian community.
Take a live look toward the East Bay's Grizzly Peak, where there's a new warning out for cyclists. As KPIX 5's Da Lin reports, armed robbers appear to be targeting cyclists and their bikes.
Detectives are trying to connect the dots. They're trying to determine if the same people were involved in the recent robberies. It's a tough ride up Grizzly Peak. Now it's becoming even more dangerous.
You're anxious enough when you hear cars coming behind you. You don't need this extra stuff thrown into it.
Cyclist Benjamin Saracen says after hearing about the recent robberies on Grizzly Peak Boulevard and Wildcat Canyon Road in the Oakland and Berkeley Hills, he stopped biking with his wallet and keys.
I don't even bring a phone anymore because, you know, that's just another thing people can take.
Police say the latest robbery was Saturday around 2 o'clock. Multiple suspects used a gun to rob someone of a Transition full suspension mountain bike that looks like this. Transition is a high-end brand. The bikes sell between $3,000 and $10,000. Police say the suspects drove away in a black or green VW or Volvo. They say the California plate is 5DJK736.
You think you live in a society and then you get like a mile away from everyone and it's the Wild West, so It's pretty scary.
The newspaper Berkeley Side reports at least four people have been robbed of their bikes in the area in recent weeks. There were also a couple of failed attempts.
What I'm referring to as bikejacking, you know, it becomes a lot more violent, it becomes a lot more scary.
Jessica Jensen is on the board of Grizzly Peak Cyclists. The bike club has about 550 members.
For now, when I'm doing a solo ride, I'm going to avoid Grizzly Peak and probably Wildcat as well.
The club is still doing weekly rides on Grizzly Peak.
We are concerned. So with yesterday's ride, we had a little pep talk to talk about what we can do to be safe.
Police say don't ride alone. Try to ride with a large group, at least with one other person. In the Oakland Hills, I'm Da Lin, KPIX 5.
It's Friday. Want to check your weather now. A live look at Pacifica. Typical Pacifica in the springtime, pretty dreary looking, but we love it, Pacifica.
That's right. And surf's down right now, probably changing this weekend.
Right. We are going to see just a slight increase in those wave heights tomorrow. It's still not going to be active, but if you're a beginner, that's the kind of conditions you're looking for. So let's take a look at your forecast. At Pacifica, tomorrow the highest wave heights are going to be 2 to 4 feet. Again, it's not going to be substantial. The winds are going to be still onshore at about 10 miles an hour, but you are going to see more sunshine breaking through, and I think the wave heights might climb just a little bit for the second half of the weekend, and temperatures are definitely going to climb for the second half of the weekend. Around 60 degrees for highs along the coast tomorrow, but then well into the 60s on Sunday. Water temperature, that's not going to change. That's stuck in the low to mid-50s. Take a look at high temperatures across the rest of the Bay Area tomorrow, near 60 along the coast. But here's the big warm-up. Farther inland, the North Bay and East Bay in particular are going to warm up into the 80s as you head farther inland, even into the upper 70s for the Santa Clara Valley. And this is the cooler half of the weekend. We'll check out the full weekend forecast and a look ahead at next week in just a few minutes.
All right, Paul, thank you.
Let's take a live look across San Francisco, where we're seeing a big change in the rental market. As KPIX5's Andrea Borba reports, people aren't just moving back, they're moving up.
A year ago at this time, you would have been hard-pressed to find a moving truck to get you out of San Francisco to a place with a little bit more space. Well, today, that is changing. People are moving back in. And those who never left are finding some deals on much larger places. It's hard to miss the for rent sign plastered outside apartments across San Francisco. But this time, those for rent signs come at a discount, something not seen in the city for quite some time.
Well, rents in San Francisco hit a low of nearly 25% for one bedrooms, which is nuts for the city.
And for the tales of people fleeing the city for more space during the pandemic at this time last year. People are once again returning to the city by the bay, but they are joined by those who never left and aren't just moving in, but moving up as deals abound.
So if you were paying $3,500, $4,000 for a one-bedroom unit, you know, you can probably get a two-bedroom in some areas.
Ray Amuzunada, principal broker at Targa Residential, says 75% of the leases he works on in a month are just that, though new people are also looking to call San Francisco home.
In fact, I'm signing a lease today, and they're moving here from Virginia.
The cost of a one-bedroom has gone up 0.8% between February and March. Messages between potential tenants and landlords are up on Zumper, too.
From February to March, we've seen a 122% monthly increase of those messages.
Now, that broker we spoke with says it's going to take a little bit of time to regain that 25% loss that we saw on rental prices in the city, but it's not going to take 5 years. He predicts by the end of 2022, we will see prices fully rebound. In San Francisco, Andrea Borba, KPIX 5.
Well, with the doors open for everyone, 16 and older, clinics across the Bay Area are trying to make getting a vaccine as easy as walking in. Cities from San Jose to Oakland and Antioch are holding walk-in clinics with the hope of bypassing the appointment system and reaching the communities that are highest risk.
I just seen the sign and came on in. I've been looking all on the internet and had no luck. And today was my lucky day.
My girlfriend told me about it, that they were doing shots up here, so I decided to come up here with her to get to see about getting the shot.
For information on where you can get your shots, head to our vaccine guide at kpix.com/vaccine.
Well, he's not quitting, but tonight Windsor Mayor Dominic Fapoli is stepping back from an active role in city government while being investigated for sexual assault allegations. The mayor has faced overwhelming calls to step down following multiple accusations that he sexually assaulted several women. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department is investigating, but Fapoli has not been charged with anything and maintains his innocence. Fapoli issued this statement to KPIX 5, saying in part, quote, "The town council will not function at the level expected by its citizens if I remain actively involved, given the strong reaction to the allegations against me."
Well, check out this new video. It's from Folsom Lake, east of Sacramento. It is super low tonight. The lake has about 362,000 acre feet of water, which is almost double the lowest level ever recorded. And that happened during the height of the drought in 2015. Boats are only allowed to go 5 miles an hour.
When I first moved here in 2012, the lake level was practically up to this bike path. So, you know, it's receded, you know, over half a mile. It's bad.
Some of our top headlines. Police have identified the man they say shot and killed 8 people in a FedEx facility in Indianapolis. He's 19-year-old Brandon Hole. He was a former employee at the facility. The FBI says they questioned him last year after his mother told police he might commit suicide by cop. Police say when they arrived last night, they found the shooter took his own life after a rampage at the facility.
They found several victims injured and several victims deceased, as well as the suspect.
My initial thought was, don't die and escape. But then when I started seeing everybody roll up for midnight shift, I felt the need to help people.
Well, right now, the city of Minneapolis is setting up one of the biggest security operations in Minnesota's history. Thousands of officers and troops are already on patrol ahead of jury deliberations next week in Derek Chauvin's trial for the death of George Floyd. There's also still anger tonight over Sunday's shooting of Dante Wright. Families of both Wright and Floyd came together earlier. Wright's mother demanding tougher charges against the former police officer who says she mistook her gun for a taser.
Second degree manslaughter is not okay. I'm not okay with that. That's not right. She murdered my son.
President Biden hosting a foreign leader for the first time earlier at the White House. He discussed the pandemic, the climate, and technology with Japan's new prime minister. They also talked about discrimination against the Asian community. Here's some good news for San Jose Sharks fans tonight. They will be allowed back into the SAP Center starting Monday, April 26th. It's unclear how many tickets will be sold, but it is expected to be less than 35% capacity. And Ken, you need proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. That'll be required for the 6 remaining home games.
All right. Thank you, Juliet. The Bay Area has a new golf destination. Top Golf is finally opening its first Bay Area complex in San Jose's Alviso neighborhood. It was supposed to open last year, then COVID hit and everything got put on hold. Top Golf is a high-tech driving range. There are 120 bays that you can rent for $40 to $60 an hour. Up to 6 players can hit balls, grab some food, drink beer, wine, cocktails. No golf experience is necessary.
You don't have to be a great player to even come in here and have a good time. You can take all the kids out. It's not just the dads only, right? You can take all the family out. They're going to hang out.
You're going to see serious golfers, and you're also going to see people that never play golf.
And tonight, Oakland has officially unveiled the tallest mural in the city. The 190-foot mural is on the side of the Marriott City Center on Broadway. The message, end world hunger. It is meant to bring attention to food insecurity. Mayor Libby Schaaf and celebrity chef Tyler Florence were there for today's unveiling and say they are ready to take action against hunger.
This incredible symbol will serve as a daily reminder to us about what our moment is about and what our work is going forward.
And I, for one, want to tell you loud and clear, count me in. Count me in right now.
What do you think about that?
Dr. Anthony Fauci invited former Raider Marshawn Lynch to a Zoom call earlier to raise awareness about vaccines in the black and brown communities. Conversation with Beast Mode got off to a great start.
Pleasure to meet the Dr. Fauci himself, you understand me? What's happening, big dog?
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Marshawn.
No problem. Did you understand anything I just said?
Yeah, I got it. I'm good at that.
All right. Fauci, the big dog. Nobody could have predicted this during the pandemic. No one.
No one could have. And I like when he said, let's just keep it real off the top. Thanks for watching. We'll see you at 11.